what's happening? How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being here. I am Chris, and this is Cool Cars with Chris, the world famous Cool Cars with Chris. Thank you so much, man. This is going to be an audio only solo episode today where I'm going to give you the history of the show because we are coming up on a full 1 year of creating this podcast. I'm going to tell you why this podcast even exists, where I've been, what's going on, what possibly could be happening in the near future. So buckle up, Buttercup. Here we go. So taking it back to the year 2025, early 2025, it was a very, very hard year for me. I was already creating podcasts earlier. In fact, I started doing podcasting back in the summer of 2019. Was the very first time I even recorded anything podcast-wise. And I just loved radio. I loved audio stuff. In fact, I do better with doing audio than video stuff, but we'll get more into that later. But anyways, yeah, I'm doing audio stuff, doing the podcast with my girlfriend at the time, which became my wife. It was called The Chris and Christine Show with K's. The episodes are still available. I moved everything over to Spotify, so they are available still right now. You can listen to all of them. The Chris and Christine Show, both with K's. And surprisingly, this show became very, very popular. And I'm like, I don't know why. I was having so much fun doing the show. And it was during the heyday of like 2020, COVID, lockdown, all the things, you know. And of course, all the other podcasters were out there doing shows themselves. And it was a very popular thing to create a podcast. I mean, we were doing it. Others were doing it. And I was meeting so many different other shows. It was a fantastic time. And so what happened was, is people are asking me like, hey, how'd you do that? How'd you make a podcast? And so because so many other shows were reaching out to me because our shows sounded great, our guests sounded great, everything was fantastic. And I was like, well, what kind of equipment are you using? Because I'm using like basic stuff. And so from there, I decided to launch the show Podtastic Audio, which also did very, very well. It was a show designed to help the indie creators out how to make a podcast with minimal equipment invested. Basically, trying to get a lot of those people off the Zoom train, because back then, Zoom was very popular, and a lot of creators, a lot of indie podcasters were actually using Zoom to make their shows, and they sounded horrible, horrible. And I'm like, come on, guys, get it together. So anyways, I started Podtastic Audio, and I ran that for a long time, for a while. And I ran it parallel with the Chris and Christine Show. I went to podcast conferences. I've interviewed a lot of different people, dabbled with a little bit of video, mostly all audio. Of course, Podtastic Audio, it's in the name, kind of makes sense. And so I did that for a while, even wrote a book, and I was cooking with gas. It was a really great show. And then early-ish 2025, that is when everything collapsed. And what I mean by that is when you hear those words that no husband ever, ever wants to hear, and that is, I want a divorce. Yeah, so early 2025 was a very shattering year because here I am trying to figure out what to do. I had so much money invested in the house we owned. I had so much money invested into her business, and my credit cards are, you know, pretty much maxed out, paying for different things and doing all these trips and events and all this different stuff. And of course, I was still recording for a client show at the time. I had one of the biggest clients or biggest moving companies in the country. I was producing their show for them on a bi-weekly or was it two times a month schedule with them. I still had a contract with them doing that. So at that point, because of the divorce and because selling the house, I had decided that it's probably a really good time to shut down the podcast, Podtastic Audio. And also at that time, a lot of the indie creators, a lot of the indie podcasts that were started in 2020, by the time 2025 came around, a lot of them had already folded up and shut it down. There was not a lot of them still left. And the ones that were those kind of like business coaching style shows and a lot of like online entrepreneurship kind of shows and things like that. But even those shows were starting to decline. You know, the independent ones anyways. The big ones, yeah, they stay around. Like the big mega ones that actually like work for a company or are part of a big brand or a big company. I was independent. I didn't work for anybody. It was just me by myself. I never worked for a podcast company of any kind. I was an outsider doing this completely for fun. And I had sponsors and things like that. Yes, I did get paid to do it. Yes, you know, but whatever. And so when the divorce talk happened and having to sell the house and having to scramble, having to move, having to figure things out, that is when I decided, you know what? I'm shutting it down, shutting down the show, and I'm just pulling the plug on it. And it took me a minute to really kind of figure out like what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And I think for me, when it came to podcasting anyways, is that I did not want to just sit there and talk about how to podcast or how to create or how to record. I just wanted to record. I just wanted to have fun again, make podcasting fun again, especially when I'm dealing with all of the crap of like all the stress of like, where am I going to live? Is this house going to sell? How about moving to a new place? Is the new place going to be like podcast ready? Am I able to do this over there? I had no idea. And so they kind of helped me deal with all the stress I was going through and all of the uncertainty of what was happening all around me. I thought, you know what? If I were to create another show, create a fun show, something that was not like technical, not a how-to, not a I'm going to show you how to do these things or that thing or teach you this or that kind of stuff. Because a lot of shows, you know, are built around teaching things. And I'm like, no, I want to have something fun. I want to have a fun show. And I thought, oh, yeah, I remember some of the best times I ever had was when I owned my old 370Z sports car. I love that car. I drove it everywhere and it was so much fun and I loved it. In fact, I thought even when I did the first early podcast, how cool would it be to do like a car style show, a car show, talking about having a cool car, owning a cool car and that kind of thing. But unfortunately, last year, 2025, when I launched Cool Cars with Chris, I did not have a cool car. So I'm thinking like, well, how am I going to do a show about cool cars if I do not have a cool car myself? And so I thought, well, you know, maybe I can reach out to other people, say on Instagram or wherever, people who have cool cars, because I live here in the San Diego area and there's lots of cool cars in the San Diego area, you know, in Southern California area. Well, maybe I can reach out to some of those folks and I can talk to them about their cool car. And that is exactly where the show initially launched. It was to have a fun time talking about cool things, cool cars, and potentially meeting these people in person with their cool car and going for a ride. How cool is that? And so that's where the show actually initially started. I took the history that I've learned from podcasting over the years and kind of like put it into this new style of a show. And I know that it kind of breaks the mold a little bit with some of these traditional YouTube style car shows. And I never wanted to be like the typical like nuts and bolts, all the spec sheets, all the Google data of the different types of cars. I kind of wanted to dive more into like the actual feeling of what it's like owning and driving these cool cars. Because for me, it was a thrill to own and drive a really fun car. I loved it. And I think there's something to that, an emotional attachment to like when you're shifting through the gears, and you hear the engine, the RPMs climb and you shift and you hit the next gear and you hear the engine sounds great. The exhaust note sounds great. You know, puts a smile on your face. And that's what it's all about. That's why when I started this show, Cool Cars with Chris, it was basically trying to capture that feeling once again. Because let me tell you, dude, I was going through some crap. Last year, 2025, it was hell. Hell, I tell you. And so I wanted to have something fun to look forward to, something that gave me hope, something that put a smile on my face. And when it came to content creation, it was so easy for me to do this from this style. So yeah, I launched with 3 episodes and 3 different guests showcasing their 3 different cars. And we shot the thing in video and audio, doing things I've never, ever done before. I've never, ever done a podcast like outside of like a studio room, like ever. I've never done that. It's so crazy to think I actually could do that. And I did. And so when I did this show, I was like, you know, basically pushing the boundaries of things I could do and wanted to do, and just basically put fun as the focus, put fun as the reason I'm doing this show. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not here to upsell anything. I'm not here to like claim I'm the expert on everything about every type of car. No, I'm here to have a good time. And if you want to talk about your car, bring on your car. We'll talk about it. And it's all about the emotional fun we have when we just keep hearing the wheel, turn on the car, and row through the gears. You know, even if you have an automatic, whatever. But you know what I mean. And so that's why I even started the show in the first place. And ever since then, we've been going pretty much weekly. Ever since I started the show on the tail end, I think it was a tail end of summer 2025. So we're coming up on a year of that right now. Crazy to think. And in the time it's happened, my goodness, this show has been ranked in top of Apple charts multiple times. It's been ranked number one. I think last I checked, I think I have, at least on the podcast side only, I checked and I think I have somewhere around, I think it was 54 different countries around the world are listening to Cool Cars with Chris. Just think about that. I can't even tell you or write off or write down 50 countries, let alone 54 countries that are listening to the show right now. Thank you so much. And I do the show for you and for a good time. And that's why I do this. Now, when I did those earlier episodes, the very first guest I had on with his cool car was Courage. He brought in his Hyundai Elantra N car. Fantastic car. Went from a ride. And I was surprised how fast the thing was. I was like, holy crap, the thing actually sounds great. It's got a cool sound. I literally knew nothing about the Hyundai Elantra N until he came in. And so we did that, and it was great. And he actually asked me after it was done. He talked about doing podcasting. And I said, well, this show is like brand new here, and I haven't really decided what direction I want to take it. I want to take it more like the audio side with visual sides to it also, kind of going back and forth. And so he said, yeah, I'd like to come on. I said, great. If you want to come on, I'll tell you, I can do the whole thing very easily, basically. I said, this is the microphone I recommend you picking up. It doesn't cost very much. It does a lot. And as long as you got a laptop or something with internet capability, we're good. That's all we need. And we can do a show together anywhere in the world. Easy peasy. I've done this for hundreds and hundreds of episodes and hundreds of different guests with different variety of microphones. And I can make it work. No problem. So the only hard part really is trying to figure out scheduling. And so that's the biggest challenge that I've always had with podcasting is figuring out a schedule to physically sit down and record, when you're going to record, how you're going to record, that kind of stuff. So, but being able to record anywhere like I did, outside, inside, wherever, doesn't matter. Basically, it comes down to how much time you have left on the clock to actually sit down and record. And so it kind of brings me up to today, the reason why I'm here right now. Now, I know you probably have seen that I've been releasing video episodes, you know, pretty regularly, twice a week. And the reason why is because I got so backlogged on recorded content that I just had to play catch up because I did not want an episode. Say we're talking about a car that's being announced or something happening like this week. Like recently, we just had Monterey Week. Can you imagine if we talk about Monterey Week and yet we release it, say, I don't know, September? Or I mean, not September, like say October or November. It's, you know, so I kind of wanted to get things kind of caught up a little bit. But moving forward, we're going to be switching back to a weekly really episode. So instead of going from double time a week, it's going to be going back to single episodes a week moving forward. And that's what it's going to be until we kind of get things. If we ever get things backlogged again, like we did before, then yeah, I might go back to doing, you know, two episodes a week. But that's kind of where things sit right now. But I just want to give you an update what's going on. It's going to be moving back to, you know, single episodes every week, probably on Mondays. It just seems like a really simple day to release an episode. I know everybody releases episodes on Monday, but you know what? You know, I get it figured out on the weekend and I drop it for Monday. It just seems to work for me. I like the Monday start. Monday's a good day to start your episodes, start your work week, things like that. But it's going to be shifting to probably more video style stuff. You know, audio too, of course, but I think with Cool Cars with Chris, the one challenge I always had with podcasting is that like being able to like show you what's going on or show you what's happening. I think for a car type of show, it does work best when you kind of show some visuals. We're working out the kinks, but I think I found a platform that has been fairly easy to use and has worked how I need it to work. And it's not perfect, but I've been working with it. And this way I can show you visuals, get guests on the show, do all visuals, things like that, be able to post things to social media for the clips and all the different things and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's a work in progress. And that's the thing too. I am not tied or bound by any company or sponsor of any kind, which means I can pretty much do whatever I want, whenever I want, when it comes to my show. My name's on the show, Cool Cars with Chris. So I can do whatever I want. And so that being said, yeah, I can change it to video, audio, weekly, double weekly, monthly, whatever, whenever. It doesn't even matter. But hey, thank you so much for listening to the show. I really, really appreciate it. Hey, if you want to make sure that you never, ever miss an episode, hit that subscribe button or follow button on whichever podcast app you're listening to this on right now. Now, if you have a cool car and you want to showcase your cool car, no matter where in the world you live, does not matter. And you got pictures and video of your cool car you want to share and showcase on this show, we can do that. You hit me up a message, follow me at coolcarswithchris.com. You head over there, there's a contact form. You can fill that out, send me a message. We can figure something out. I'm still working on the kinks as far as the scheduling goes, but don't you worry. Send me a message at coolcarswithchris.com. And likewise, you have yourself a fantastic week, and we'll see you on the very next episode.